Control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, and then I think we'll talk to Julia about PETA. First, we go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Good, sir.
What's on your mind?
What's interesting with the case you just presented is the fact that, number one, there are no vacant properties in Greenwich, Connecticut. It's among the highest real estate property in the nation.
Just
so, number one, someone
to,
owns that land.
Let me bring our new listeners up to speed here. You're referencing a story we talked about last hour where some young men, teenage boys, went to a vacant area in Greenwich, Connecticut, and they created themselves a little wiffle ball field. And much to the chagrin of the surrounding busybody neighbors and politicians and bureaucrats who did not like them doing that. And as we specified, the particular lot is not owned by any particular individual. It is owned allegedly by the city of Greenwich. It's a public land.
Okay. Well, what's interesting about that then, does it fall under the federal wetland regulations that
who knows?
Specify a specific ecosystem that must be maintained. Number two, the fact is, too, the Greenwich, Connecticut, while being very expensive property, surprisingly, real estate, for those that own the property, taxes on it aren't really all that great compared to other cities in the United States. So in a sense, I can understand why the community wouldn't want the liability if it's the city or the town of Greenwich, Connecticut that owns the property.
What are you talking about? We're talking about kids playing
regarding
wiffle ball, man.
An accident, such all playgrounds have to have liability insurance.
Wait a minute. We're talking about wiffle ball. I mean, you could go out in the middle of the street in your neighborhood and play wiffle ball.
I agree with Frank on this.
No. The point is I'm speaking about a very specific legal demand that the state, the federal, and the communities are required if they want to have an insurance policy designed in the private sector to keep that community from having unlimited liability regarding an accident. Let's say a wiffle ball flies in the air. The person jumps up, twists the tendon, falls on the leg,
so
breaks
what,
the arm,
man?
And
you could go out in the middle of the street.
I broke my arm when I was 12 by falling out of a tree.
Without insurance, it
Frank,
becomes
have you ever seen kids? Frank, have you ever seen kids stand out in the middle of the street and throw a ball back and forth?
Well, you know what? Where I live in Brooklyn, that's kind of impossible to do. So
you've never seen that happen?
No,
I did when I was a little kid.
But the point is, it was always done on private property. And
well,
with the homeowner's insurance
policy,
if your neighbor Todd breaks his leg and the family sues you, you're not going to lose your house because the insurance policy.
The government's not
going to
lose anything. Look, if a kid twists his ankle on the vacant lot that this government is allegedly controlling.
The kid can sue the government then for that.
No, he can't.
Because it's an attractive nuisance.
Yes, he can.
That's the law. That's very simple.
Oh, yeah.
And
the government's going to be responsible for that. Give me a
break. And when you're talking about very affluent families that have millions of dollars and their property is worth millions of dollars, they're going to get a good attorney and they're going to sue the community for millions of dollars. Look at the Simpson episode.
Well, no, it's not nonsense. It's what's going to happen.
Well, let me finish. The case is kind of funny and ridiculous, but it also is very serious. It speaks of the high cost of litigation in our society at the present. The fact that no one wants to assume liability for their actions, and that includes the students or the kids.
No one should have to assume liability except for those individuals. They're the ones that chose to play the damn
wiffle
ball game.
Liability flows both ways, my friend. We have to look at common law practices, and let's go back to England.
If
in
I trip
the period
as I'm walking somewhere,
1100 to 1200. No, before the Magna Carta, when we can, if we want to really follow this legally and attempt to understand it rather than poo-poo it and make it a joke. I mean, let's take it a different. Let's say you own the property. It's your property. You don't have a fence around it. You bought the property for speculative purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You plan to sell it at an inflated value in the next, you know, year and a half. Neighborhood kids come, they play on it. A kid breaks their leg, or someone, you know, the bullies of the neighborhood pick on a little kid, they put the kid in the lot, they beat the person up. Ultimately, you know, the person who owns the property is going to be sued. And if you have a good attorney, they're not only going to sue the property, the owner of the property, they're going to sue the community.
Yeah, I understand that,
and they're
gonna
say
that
the zoning
wasn't
held,
I think that's a raw deal.
And, I mean, that's how our system works. I mean, let's face it,
and
people are out of work in this country. You're
going to
sue whenever the opportunity arises. And if you're
not
going to take it on yourself, you'll call the ambulance chaser that advertises on television.
Yeah.
That will only take, you know, the case, or they'll only be paid if they win. I mean, that's the absurdity, but it's also the reality of this present moment.
Okay.
And being a free marketer, my friend, I think we have to understand the importance of property, because it is a manifestation
of property. I don't think there should be public property.
And we can make a philosophical case.
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I agree. Property is very important. That's why I advocate for the abolishment of public property. Turn everything private. But even in that case, if you've got a vacant lot that's in no way homesteaded, you have no way of knowing who's going to go in there. How on earth could you possibly be considered responsible for some dumb kid going in, climbing up a tree, and falling out of it? That doesn't make a damn bit of sense. And I think, you know, he's not arguing for that system, I don't think, but he's saying that's the way the system is.
Right. He's saying that that's reality, and it is reality.
It's a crappy system.
Right. Yeah, they're responsible for their actions, not me.
Right.
I wasn't there.
I believe that what this story does is it shines a light on what it is that we've allowed our system to become. Now kids can't go out and do something constructive with a vacant lot that's owned by the town, that's, you know, just covered in weeds and poison ivy, turn it into a little wiffle ball field and have some fun. That's where our society has gone.
Right, so they can't do that stuff, so instead they can go and, you know, get in trouble, right? Because they could go and play games and have a good time, but now they can't do that, so what else is there left to do?
Right, I mean, you know, which one of these kids is just going to say, screw it, I'm going to go do drugs.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That just doesn't make sense to me. How could anybody find that a property owner is somehow responsible for the individuals that chose to go and, trespass, essentially, on that property? I could understand if you had built a structure that was supposed to be safe, and you were allowing people to use that structure, and the structure, you know, crumbled on someone, then, yeah, I think you have some responsibility.
I feel like if you're on somebody's property, and you're, for one, if you're not an invited guest, The thing is that you become an invited guest when, under our legal system, people become invited guests when you don't kick them off. So...
Without a fence up there and someone to sit and watch the entire time, you're liable.
And I still think it's a problem. It should matter. We should have a system set up where if kids go on a vacant lot, then they're responsible for their own problems. Barring the property owner putting up bear traps in hopes of just catching them unawares after he's invited them on, that sounds wrong. I'm not so sure that I think that it's wrong for a property owner to put up bear traps if he puts a sign up that says warning bear traps.
Does it have to be broken bones and stuff? What if a kid gets a bite from a wasp while he's on my property? Is that my responsibility, too?
If the kid was allergic to them and swelled up like a balloon, I think it might be.
Nonsense.
That's a concept I really can't comprehend. I don't know.
You can go to hell. I'm not going to pay that restitution because I didn't victimize anybody.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to make any sense. If I was a kid and I broke my arm, no matter whose property I was on, my parents would just take me to the hospital because I broke my arm. And when you have kids... kids do stupid things, and
they might know they could get money out of it. They might know they could sue and get a judgment, depending on who the judge is.
The fact is, they could get a judgment. I mean, you know what Frank was talking about is they can get a judgment, and they could get a judgment, especially
that's where all the problems
town.
Come from. Is this litigious society?
So,
and of course, you can blame the damn lawyers for it because they're the ones that created all the laws to allow stuff like this to happen in the first place.
Yep, unfortunately, that's the case.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia is going to tell us about PETA. We haven't talked about those guys in a while, the pet freaks, animal freaks. We'll get to them here in moments. 800-259-9231 plus. We'll talk to you about what you want. This is your show, and you can take control of the airway. It's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for CareOne Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A CareOne Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a CareOne agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. CareOne agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include the trend of female listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And see what it's all about, shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go to Jeremy, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Ian, Julie, and Mark. How's the baby coming along?
Doing fine.
What's up, Jeremy? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was wanting to talk about next year's Rainbow Gathering. I guess is going to be in New Mexico, and I was wondering if there's any way you guys might come out and broadcast live.
Well, it's a nice idea.
Do they have any power out there?
Yeah, there's going to be certain requirements in order to get Free Talk Live out to do a live broadcast. Number one, power, phone line, which is very unlikely out in the middle of nowhere at a national forest. But in addition to that, it'll also cost several thousand dollars. So I don't think the Rainbow family is going to be able to foot that bill.
Well, Alex Jones and stuff like that, he's talking about he's going to film in about 10 or 20 cameramen. Professional cameramen are going to be watching these suckers next year. The next time they get ready to attack innocent people, then they'll
have
it.
Good for Alex Jones. I didn't know he was going to side with the Rainbow people. That's cool. Good for him.
Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't everybody side with him?
I agree. I think they're nice people. I mean, the ones that I've met are very nice folks. I just think that there are some people that look down on the Rainbow people. I don't agree with that, but I'm just pleased to hear that. That's all, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I support that, and I just wish there was some way that we could, you know, set up a generator or something.
It's going to cost a lot of money because I'm lazy. I don't like to go anywhere, and it has to really be worth my while. I go and I do. We comp the Free State Project when we do their events because we like them a lot.
Well, they've been advertising for five years,
and they are our longest running advertisers. So, there's a history there, and that's important. But for anybody else, you have to pay through the nose, my friend.
No, it's not pay through the nose. It doesn't cost that much to get us out.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Jeremy, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We go to Julia, a story about the PETA people. What are they up to these days?
Well, it's not really so much a story about PETA. PETA has a blog called the PETA Files, which makes me laugh because it just says basically pedophiles at the top of their website. And I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, it's an article about, I guess, at some point in time last week, Jessica Simpson was photographed wearing a shirt that said, "Real girls eat meat."
Uh-oh, can't have our Hollywood stars not joining PETA. They like to count their stars.
Got a lockstep, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they were very bothered by this, so one of them wrote a blog about why Jessica Simpson is very stupid. And I'm sure...
She may be stupid.
Yeah, I don't know Jessica Simpson.
I don't propose for a second that Jessica Simpson is not stupid.
I don't either, but I don't think it's
I don't know Jessica Simpson. She may very well be the smartest lady around, but...
Doubtful, but she could be.
She could be.
But anyway, I just thought that the reasons, their reasons why eating meat is bad is really funny.
All right, let's
hear
it.
As someone who eats meat. Number one is meat increases the risk of breast cancer. And they claim that
you can find a study that
about everything
increases the risk. You know, of you, product X increases some risk of Y, disease Y. I mean, there's so many studies that draw connections between things out there. I just don't even pay any attention.
Right. I'm sure that you could find a study that claims the exact opposite by another organization.
If you wanted to
dig
around.
Probably just isn't enough data to support either side.
Yeah.
The second one is my favorite. Real girls don't support animal abuse. Compassion is sexy.
Isn't that the one, the true Scotsman fallacy or something like that?
What?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go look that up. I've got a list of logical fallacies here. I will consult on this. Go ahead.
If the huge number of hot celebs ditching meat is any indication, so because celebrities don't eat meat, that equals that compassion is super sexy.
Oh, okay. I thought that was still the Real Girls one. I thought there
No, that is. It is that.
Oh, okay. So therefore, celebrities define what real girls are like?
Right.
Is that what they're suggesting?
They're saying
there?
Compassion is sexy because a lot of celebrities don't eat meat.
Well, I'm compassionate, and I like to eat meat.
I do, too.
I like the idea of helping people that are in need and helping animals that are in need. I like animals, but I understand that I like to eat them too.
Well, I see that. I can see how someone might feel that there's a dichotomy there. I feel that there is also. I mean, the animal obviously doesn't want to be eaten, and I can appreciate that. But you know, I'm motivated as a meat eater. You know, I've got pointy teeth and eyes in the front of my head. I'm motivated to do that, and you know, in the world of animals, they don't operate in the same world.
Right, they would eat me.
Some would.
I would like to eat
cows.
Them.
Wouldn't.
They would like to eat me.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to be a vegetarian for a short while, and my reason.
Did you think it was cool?
I had a boyfriend who was a vegetarian. This was several years ago, and he convinced me to be a vegetarian, and I hated it because I'm picky as it is anyway. So I pretty much ate nothing but cheese sandwiches every day, and that just is extremely unhealthy. But I think one of the...
It's healthy for the animals. But you see, the thing is, it's cheese sandwiches. The pita people, the vegans out there would say that that's not good enough. It's not good enough. So
one of the arguments about being a vegetarian that really, really bothers me is that, that you know, it's not nice to eat animals, but animals eat each other.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you stop that first and then talk to me about not eating animals?
You know, they would say something about personal choice and all that stuff. I don't know what it comes. What I would say is that I think that animals should be slaughtered, in the most humane manner possible.
I agree.
Possible.
That's why I buy those cute little eggs that are, from the happy chickens.
The free range.
Yeah.
Right. And well, you can get free range beef too.
I feel a little better about that.
And eggs. It's one thing. A carton of eggs normally costs about $1, and then the free range ones about $2.50. Is that about right?
And it just doesn't bother me to spend the extra money. I'm not even sure if I'm really doing anything, but I feel a little warmer and fluffier about it,
understood.
I guess.
Understood. And, you know, I think that free range is a great step that a lot of people can take. And, you know, you can get on board with free range farms in your local vicinity. All it takes is a little bit of work. So at that point, at least the cow gets to act like a cow for most of his life and
instead
then get
like,
butchered.
Instead of living in a cage.
Yeah, well, and living in concrete and steel buildings, like most of our meat does, pork and beef. It's if you ever got to see one of these places where they raise these animals, it's awful.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to work there. That's for sure.
No, I am willing to pay somebody else to slaughter my meat for me because I don't want to see that.
Thank goodness for the Division of Labor. Somebody out there really enjoys slaughtering animals, and they should have a job.
Some nut.
hey, here's the note. I think it was kind of close on the no true Scotsman fallacy. What was the statement that
real girls don't support animal abuse.
Right. The suppose I assert that no Scotsman puts sugar on his porridge. You counter this by pointing out that your friend Angus likes sugar with his porridge. I then say, yes, but no true Scotsman puts sugar on his porridge. There's no way to actually quantify what true Scotsman really even is, so it's just a nonsensical statement. More coming up. You can take control. Yep, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, or do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there from the front page of the site. We go back for an entire year totally free at freetalklive.com. What if a socialist became president of the United States of America? I mean, someone more socialistic than our current socialist, I guess. President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What is your trigger point? If it happens, or rather when it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We continue to discuss PETA's list of things that... What is this list exactly, Julia? Things that...
Why you shouldn't eat meat.
Oh, okay. Their list of reasons why people shouldn't eat meat.
Which is, I guess, came from some stupid picture of Jessica Simpson wearing a shirt that said, Real Girls Eat Meat.
Right. Apparently,
well,
PETA
always inserts themselves into news. This is how they manage to get their, you know, crazy message out there, is that they insert themselves into news, people that actually do something with their lives,
yeah.
And they try to piggyback on it.
So what? So let's recap here. What have we gone through so far?
Meat increases the risk of breast cancer, and all they really do is cite one study.
Some study.
Which...
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find a study that said just the opposite. I don't really think there's enough evidence to support either.
Right.
And number two, that compassion is sexy and real girls don't support animal abuse.
Which is nonsense. I mean, to suggest that killing animals is abusing them.
Abuse, right. And, you know, this whole thing of animal abuse is a slippery slope. I mean,
right.
it seems clear to me that animal abuse is, if you tie your dog up in the yard and beat him with a stick and break his legs and,
then
make him suffer and all that stuff. That sounds like animal abuse to me.
But everybody's got their point, Mark.
Right. The PETA people believe that eating meat is abuse.
They believe that keeping pets is abuse.
The PETA people are against seeing eye dogs.
Are they really?
Yes. They are. It's an absolutely crazy organization.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, they think that animals should be completely free. They're for total animal liberation, meaning every animal out in the streets.
Right, I like my little captive.
Yeah.
My little Ravage kitty cat.
And he lives a nice life. When he was out on the street, he lost half his tail and some of his ear.
He got in fights and stuff. That's no fun. And how come they don't call it abuse when the animals abuse one another, when they hurt each other? Isn't that abuse, too?
I guess it would be, right? That's animal abuse.
No, that's just
nature.
It's nature, then.
Well, then aren't I part of nature?
Yeah. I think most extreme animal rights activists are really anti-human and pro. They think, for some reason, the animals are more important. Because we have freedom of choice, we should be able to choose. But they can't help it.
They're anti the other humans. They
like
to keep their lives, but the other humans that are doing things they disagree with, they're anti that.
Right. They're an absolutely psychotic organization. And the sad thing is that most people who donate to PETA,
they don't know.
They don't understand that. In fact, I'd say most of them are pet owners.
Right, Mike. Absolutely true. And my grandmother used to donate to PETA. She'd write them a check every month. And
it sounds nice. They have a nice name.
Yeah. Who doesn't want animals treated ethically? But, you know, she had no idea, and I didn't know either.
They don't really do anything either, except for stand outside Kentucky Fried Chickens. They do, actually. That's the greatest hypocrisy of the PETA organization, and most people don't know that. But it actually came out in the news a couple of years ago, I believe, that in 9 years they killed over 17,000 animals, and they only adopted out 12 in 2006.
But 12 animals?
They 12 animals, and they receive $31 million a year approximately in donations, so I feel like they could do a little better for that.
I think
the local Humane Society...
donors would think the same thing.
Yeah, the Humane Society could really use some of that money. Let's continue the list.
Right. Three, the meat industry is destroying the earth. The only thing that's hot about the meat industry is that it's toasting the planet, according to the United Nations.
Well, that's incredible.
Well, here you run into a dual issue. First off, I'm not sure I agree with the whole global warming thing at all.
Yeah.
But let's say that and if so, I'm not sure that we're doing it. I'm not sure that it has anything to do with the gases here on the planet.
Yeah.
Mars is getting warmer too. It's difficult to say. But if you believe the science that they're putting out there, methane, which is what what they're talking about here as far as meat goes, methane.
Is it about cow farts?
Yes. Well, all kinds of farts, but yeah, cow farts are a big issue. Cows will kill themselves with methane if you keep the barn windows closed.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a lot of methane, okay? So the methane is like 10 times the problem or 20 times the problem as far as greenhouse gases go.
If you believe
what they call greenhouse gases, then these carbon emissions that they're all worried about.
Okay.
That all of us. So you can drive a Hummer and be a vegetarian and do more for the environment than you would be by driving an Escort and eating cheeseburgers. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Presuming what they
say
is true.
Ride a bicycle and eat cheeseburgers.
That's presuming what they say is
presuming what they say is true.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a mess.
Well, does that mean they support slaughtering, the cows then? Because, I mean,
they produce methane gas.
Right, because you should get rid of the cows.
What they're obviously doing here is they're catering to an audience who most likely feels very strongly about global warming, right?
Yeah. So they want to make them feel guilty when they bite into their next hamburger.
Right. They're obviously pandering.
Okay.
So reason number four.
How many are there? How many reasons?
There's five.
Five, okay.
Is that meat will make you fat. And
is that true?
No.
Do you remember Meat from 105.9 YNF?
Yes. He was a vegetarian.
Was he fat?
Yes.
Okay.
I know for a fact, and I've actually recently studied a lot about nutrition and getting fat, basically, and trying to not get fat, and I could absolutely be a fat vegetarian, no doubt.
Hmm.
I know.
You couldn't be a fat vegan, though. Those people starve to death.
Yeah, and that's just unhealthy.
They are starving to death. You really?
I gotta say, all those chemicals and soy and stuff, that can't be good for you.
Well, yeah, I don't know that there's chemicals there. I think that most vegans are probably very careful about the things they eat.
Hey, and I saw a study that said soy was bad for you.
You would have to. You'd have to stay at home and have a lot of time to prepare food, and I just
and a lot of money.
I don't pay attention to that. Yeah, it certainly costs more.
And you would have to have no taste buds whatsoever.
Right,
because
I'm
most
not
of
fond
that
of it.
Stuff tastes awful.
Certainly, some people can get used to it.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to enjoy my food while I'm here. You know, only going to live once.
But you might be fat.
Yeah,
according to them.
Yes, but I'm not.
You've never had to worry. Ian's never had to worry about being fat.
No.
So.
My favorite line
maybe
from that
one
is,
day, and I'm just hoping.
I hope the upcoming Jessica Simpson's intimates line comes in plus sizes.
You know what? It will.
Should.
That's a very clever line, though.
If they want to sell, it should come in plus sizes.
All right. So,
the big girls are getting booty, too. I mean, you know.
Pretty much every statement they've had here about why you shouldn't eat meat is a logical fallacy
it's
of
a jab
some sort.
At Jessica Simpson.
What's the fifth one?
Eating meat steals food from starving kids.
Wow.
Okay, now you've got a real
crazy.
Problem here. Okay, first off, the starving kids didn't buy the food, so you're not stealing it from them.
No.
Now, perhaps it's it's taking the land up that could be used to grow soy. Like, we could only grow soy on all agricultural land out there rather than...
Dude, there's so much land, though. There's so much
land. There absolutely is. But at that point, you're talking about using carbon emissions to get that food to people because people are starving in places where there are, famine is taking place, or wherever, they're having trouble, political unrest. Governments kill children.
Absolutely.
Leaders don't kill children.
It seems to me that's the number one reason why people are starving around the world is because they're living under despotic dictatorships where you've got these guys that essentially they are totally in control of the country. They have their military men that essentially would intercept any sort of food shipment that would come into the country. They'd take it for themselves. Essentially the government gets whatever food shipments come in and then they give out whatever they feel is appropriate. So as soon as we can get the government...
Well, to merchants who will then sell it.
As soon as we can get the governments off the backs of these starving people, they'd be able to get the food they needed. There's plenty of damn food out there right now. Just look at all the food Americans throw away on a daily basis.
Well, look how much we pay in taxes to pay farmers not to grow food here in this country.
Yeah. Well, isn't that part of the lack mentality, Mark? The idea that there's only so much food, and because we're growing, because we're making meat instead of vegetables, then people are starving around the world because it takes more space to make the meat versus the vegetables. There's plenty of space. Plant some more food if what you want is more food. But
it's the energy, too. They don't want farmers using their energy towards the meat. They should be using their energy towards the soy.
800-259-9231 is the number. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month is all it'll cost you. We take that money and reinvest it into the show to help advertise, market, and promote. That's where we got the term amp from. Free Talk Live. Get on more stations, get more internet listeners on board, and introduce more people to the message of freedom and liberty. So, if you want to become an amplifier and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room form, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Julia, did we finish up this PETA thing?
We did. I just wanted to point out how stupid of an organization PETA was.
I think
say,
you
all you pet owners, you're not actually supporting what you think you're supporting, so stop giving them money and go donate to your local humane society or
something. Watch the Penn and Teller episode on it, too. Penn and Teller's BS did a great episode on PETA, and you cited something during the break that I thought was worth talking about with the president of PETA. Don't they mention that in the Penn and Teller show?
Well, it's not the president, but it is someone who's very high up in the organization, like the CEO or, you know, one of the top players in PETA, actually takes insulin for some sort of type of diabetes, which is one of the many medicines available out there that is made from possible by animal research, which PETA does not support. And she was quoted as saying, it's okay that I take it. I'm not a hypocrite because I need my life to fight for animals.
So she can, you know, then it's okay for her to sacrifice animals' lives for people. But all the rest of the people that might come after her that would be benefit from, you know, animal testing on medicines, no, they don't count.
Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, she's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yep, so there you go. You want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so or bring up anything. We go, in the meantime, to Glenn in Alabama. You can take control. Hello, Glenn.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your
Mark?
Mind, dude?
Hey,
Julia's here, too. Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, Julia,
it's
too.
Okay. Hello.
How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Go. What's on your mind?
One area that you might sympathize with, PETA, of course, is is government funding for science, specifically PETA's against the funding that involves the use of animals in experiments.
Yeah, but I bet they're in favor of government funding PETA.
Yeah, they probably are, but yeah. I guess I'm trying to segue into the topic I wanted to discuss
gotcha.
By, briefly touching on that. But really, I do think that there is a lot of taxpayer money that goes to scientific research, like basic research, that ends up benefiting us all in so many ways. So I guess I'm wondering what your take is on that.
Well, I don't really know about all that. I'm sure there's some things you can point to.
I'm sure that's true. Do you think there's been some private money going into scientific research benefited us?
Right.
I mean,
there's not as much. They're not as incentivized unless they can make money really fast. You know, if they see that there's a cure right down the line and they can jump on it, they will. But something, that's further off, the corporations really won't invest in.
Certainly, that's true. But we've created a system, and with Wall Street and the government's involvement and all these things, that really does matter on the next quarter as to how much, the next year, what the profits are for the company. If we took the burden off of companies, and by companies I mean men and women working in order to help the rest of society, if we took the burden off of those people in the form of tax dollars, then they would probably be able to plan far out in their businesses.
Well, and how about the FDA getting in the way with its, 19-year approval process, billions of dollars? That prevents other companies from coming in and innovating, new startups that may not have the multi-billion-dollar budget necessary in order to put a drug through the approval process. So we'd see more competition in the absence of the FDA, and more competition means more innovation and more good things to help people feel better.
Yeah, but if you're looking at basic science, I mean, that takes so many years.
Right. Here's what I would suggest to you. Here's what I would suggest.
Yeah, come on. It was basic science that allowed us to build automobiles,
sure.
in the form of physics. And somehow the free market managed to come up with this amazing thing called an automobile.
Yeah, but you're taking one instance. There's so many medical advances and physics advances that couldn't have happened without some kind of long-term strategy of investment.
I don't know how do you know they couldn't have happened? They didn't happen because
it's all hypothetical,
and that's like
probably.
Saying, look, I'm wearing a red shirt today, and I wouldn't have been able to wear a red shirt today if I had a green shirt on. The fact is, we don't have a free market, and it's impossible to speculate as to what would happen. Don't you think things like arts
sure.
are important
in
for
my,
people?
In my humble
Shouldn't
opinion,
we be funding
then?
The arts?
In my humble opinion, then, the government, the corporations would never tackle some very important problems, whether it be artificial lenses for people
true.
Who are going blind.
Maybe that's true, Glenn, but here's my solution for you. Why don't you go out there and do exactly what it is you're suggesting? There are plenty of universities around the country that are funded. Certainly, they do get government
money.
I'm
a graduate student right now, but my funding comes from the government. It doesn't come from a private
Well, why don't
company.
You go out there and raise money on a private basis? We're talking about what things would be like. In the absence of the government money, that money still exists in society. It's just not being siphoned off the top by a bunch of bureaucrats sitting in Washington, D.C. So individuals would be able to contribute money to the different scientific causes that they felt were most important to them. So if you felt that cancer research was interesting, you could contribute money to that. Or if you were wanted to contribute to the United Way of all the medical causes,
I don't think people would. I think people are too.
So they should be forced at gunpoint then, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a problem that. It's something that would. I mean, this
right
because
nobody
back
goes
to,
and buys those breast cancer things that you see at the store.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, the all those great things are transported by things like cars, right? And I've given you a really great example of how the free market came up with cars.
I'm not saying the free market won't develop things, and I think it does a good job of that, and it really meets. It meets problems which there's a high monetary incentive
then
to target,
hold on. Before you go on, it does reach the ones that there's a high monetary incentive, but then when companies are reaching the ones with high monetary incentives, then the companies that say, oh, there's one with a less than high monetary incentive that I can get in my niche, and then, they build downward.
Right.
The thing is we're extracting by force money from these companies that they could be using to fund research, to employ people, and to create things. And we're stifling the heck out of them with the FDA with a 17-year process. The government's the problem in medical research. The government's completely the problem in medical research, and there isn't another one.
What about questions purely of an intellectual you know, intellectual nature that end up having ramifications that a corporation would never or a company would never investigate, you know, like the function of the brain or, you know,
well,
some kind of space mission.
Well, I'd like to point out that the Methuselah Foundation, as I understand it, is completely privately funded. We had our Aubrey de Grey on this program, and they are getting private funding to do research into something pretty obscure, and that is extending life. So, you know, talk about something that's way off into the future. That there's all kinds of research going on out there, and I'm sure a lot of it is being privately funded. And to suggest that people are so evil or so bad that we need governments around to forcefully extract money from people in order to fund the things that you think are right is really kind of sociopathic, don't you think?
Sociopathic is kind of an overstatement there.
Well, you want to hurt
I think it harkens back to what Mark was saying the other day, the other week, about utilitarianism versus absolute freedom.
I smashed Mark on that particular argument because the issue with utilitarianism
I don't think that argument was settled at all.
The issue with utilitarianism is it all hinges on what you think is best, and what you think is best for the majority of people may be different from what Mark believes is best, may be different from what whoever's in charge believes is best. So it's all completely subjective. Look, you know, I don't agree with threatening my neighbors, no matter how great the end goal is. Some people would argue that if it weren't for the government, people would not be exploring space, and I say poppycock.
If it wasn't for the government, we'd all be speaking German because Hitler would have taken over.
We wouldn't have roads.
There's all these arguments out there that are largely are fallacious,
right.
And it just doesn't work.
So I was recently at my grocery store, Price Chopper. It's a northeastern grocery chain. They had a 75th year anniversary, and they had a little handout at the front of the store identifying, you know, the history of the company and what they do with some of their profits. And it was very, you know, like a little 4-page-long brochure about the company. And I was blown away by all of the charitable organizations that they supported, you know, supporting animal-related organizations, supporting research, you know, cancer, you know, that sort of long-term research that you're talking about. This corporation was doing all of this, taking their profits and sending them over to these places that I didn't even know that they were doing. And when I found out about it, I thought, well, hey, that's pretty cool.
You know, it's a drop in the bucket. And the other thing is that the masses are too stupid to know what to support.
With people like you out there.
I don't want to sound like an elitist, but
you sound like an elitist, man.
If
you're
the masses,
sick,
I agree. No, I absolutely agree with the mass. And the masses
so
don't know where to go.
From.
Right,
and
that's the problem.
In the field to know what to support.
Right. Well, they don't know what to support. But however, if they have more money, they'll have more money to pass around.
And the masses have to buy their food from great companies like Price Chopper that give money to the organizations you're talking about. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
With oil at a...